Australia's most senior Catholic cleric, Cardinal George Pell, has been convicted of child sex offences against two choir boys. The abuse occurred when Cardinal Pell was the Archbishop of Melbourne in 1996 at St Patrick's Cathedral. Pell, who has maintained his innocence throughout, has lodged an appeal against the conviction. The victim's lawyer, Vivian Waller, read a statement for her client.
Like many survivors, it has taken me years to understand the impact on my life. At some point, we realise that we trusted someone we should have feared, and we fear those genuine relationships that we should trust.
Frances Sullivan is the former CEO of the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Council, set up by the Catholic Church in response to the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sex Abuse. He joins me now. Welcome to RN Drive.
G'day, Patricia.
What was your reaction to today's conviction?
Oh, well, I've been very shocked by it, actually, and it hasn't gone away. It's been really, you know, it's a mixture of just hard to believe, to be honest. And the magnitude of the decision, also the fact that, you know, a cardinal in Australia, someone that Catholics, a lot of ordinary Catholics look to for inspiration and guidance, has now been convicted of this crime is... very hard to sort of take in, and frankly, it makes everybody, including myself, question, you know, where to from here.
How will parishioners be feeling after this conviction today?
Well, if any of them are feeling like me, they're going to be feeling pretty lousy, and I think it will be a mixture, though, Patricia. I mean, stunned, shocked, incredulous. And there will be people, let's be real, that will see this as a relief because they will say, you know, they always wondered whether the Catholic Church had come clean and, you know, they'll somehow sort of identify this conviction as a conviction for the Catholic Church.
Given George Pell was responsible for the so-called Melbourne response, are critics of the Melbourne response right to feel angry?
Well, the anger is important to tap into here. I mean, people are angry with the Catholic Church for the way it has handled child sex abuse, and we know that. That's been revealed through the Royal Commission and your show, and many others have surveyed that. Now, people are also angry with George Pell. He's a divisive individual, you know. I think everybody knows you don't die wondering what George Pell thinks, and in many ways, he's a conservative, a cultural warrior, both in the church and beyond. So he has been divisive. And for some people, they have a visceral reaction to that. And all of those things, I think, come together into this sort of reaction today. As for the Melbourne response, our own council recommended to the bishops and religious leaders that the Melbourne response and towards healing need to be put aside in exchange for better ways of dealing with victims, and the church should not be investigating itself. It doesn't have the credibility to investigate itself. You need independent processes, independent analysis, and independent reporting on the performance of bishops and religious leaders and how they deal with these cases.
Did these convictions give you pause to regret your own role as a defender and representative of the Catholic Church in their response to this crisis?
Well, my job was, along with our council, to engage openly and as fully as possible with the Royal Commission, not to defend the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church officials and bishops and religious leaders had to speak for themselves. Our job was to coordinate with the Royal Commission so that there was a very cooperative relationship in the first instance. Secondly, you know, through our agency, the Church opened its books for the first time anywhere in the world and revealed the degree and scope of abuse in the Church. You know, up to 7% of priests, you know, in some cases religious orders with percentages up at close around 30%. And, you know, that's not a defensive role. That was more a transparent role.
Do you feel let down by the church?
Oh, look, as a practicing Catholic, I felt let down by the church every day when it was revealed how the institution has dealt with child sexual abuse. But it hasn't meant that me as an individual pursuing a, as best I can, my faith-filled perspective on life has felt let down. I think there's a big difference, and I think you'll find this with Catholics, between the institution and who they see themselves as Catholics, and how they will genuinely live that lifestyle. Mm. And I think a decision like today will only make that even more stark.
Cardinal Pell was Australia's highest-ranked Catholic. He was the third most senior Catholic in the world. What implications does this have for the Vatican? How do you think the Vatican should respond, or how do you expect it to respond?
Well, the second part's easy. The Catholic Church institutionally always responds very, very conservatively. They will say that they'll await the outcome of the legal process, and of course that's fair when you're talking about an individual, and that they will respect the judicial system in Australia. But once that has run its course, then I would hope that the Catholic Church leadership, from the Pope down, start to sound far more concerted and heroic in what the Church needs to do, in order to begin to convince the community that the welfare of children is their highest priority. And this goes to issues of the Church's positions around the confessional and around the way they're approaching celibacy and the like. They need to understand that a profound, if not seismic, shift is occurring here. And practicing Catholics in Australia are practicing at a rate less than ever before. And Catholics generally just quietly drift away. But increasingly, people who have been rusted on Catholics, who have been loyal, who have put money on the plate, who have sent their kids to the schools, and they've gone to the charity fundraisers, and they've barracked in when they had to, those individuals are beginning to shake their heads and wonder whether the church hierarchy are really on board with what's required. Patricia, in the Catholic Church, clerics make up 1% of the population. They have 99% of the power. And so far, it's been demonstrated in the sex abuse scandal, which is an abuse of power, that those in positions of power, privilege and opportunity have basically dropped the ball big time.
There has been critique that the Catholic Church has not fully signed up to the redress scheme. Is that a concern?
Well, it is a concern because, as you rightly said, I no longer work for the council, but I left in August. And just before August, part of my job was negotiating with the Commonwealth to get the Catholic Church to sign up. And there was a public announcement by the head of the Bishops' Conference and the head of the religious leaders saying, yep, they're signing up, they're going in. As a matter of fact, they were the first group. So if they're dragging their feet, it's typical of an institution that uses inertia as a management tool. And they've got to realise that things can't be done in church time anymore. People have lost patience. And regardless of the outcome of the appeal process with Cardinal Pell, the cultural systemic issues that shaped the way the Catholic Church dealt with this scandal are the same cultural issues in the way the church deals with vulnerable adults, are the same cultural issues in which they decide to stubbornly resist common sense, and they're the same cultural issues that get them to promulgate a dysfunctional and distorted understanding of human sexuality and nature, so much so that modern people fail to relate to what they're trying to say. And it is profoundly important that Catholics, lay people, men and women, and young people are enabled to actually assist in the governance of their church, not become subjects in the church.
Francis Sullivan, it has been a very difficult day. I really appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
Francis Sullivan there is a former CEO of the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Council, set up by the Catholic Church in response to the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sex Abuse. Now, if you found some of the themes in that interview difficult, and of course all of these themes are very difficult, the National Counselling Helpline is 1-800-RESPECT, 1-800-737-732. Bravehearts Counselling and Support for Survivors of Child Sexual Abuse is on 1-800-272-831. And of course, there's Lifeline always on 131114. And since, well, while we've gone to air, the Prime Minister has issued a statement as well. Of course, the political class, politicians have been responding. They've all been rather cautious, and you can understand that because there is an appeal now. Cardinal Pell is appealing this decision. But either way, the Prime Minister has issued a statement, and I think it's worth reading. He says, like most Australians, I'm deeply shocked at the crimes of which George Pell has been convicted. I respect the fact that this case is under appeal, but it is the victims and their families I'm thinking of today, and all who have suffered from sexual abuse by those they should have been able to trust but couldn't. Their prolonged pain and suffering will not have ended today. While due process continues, our justice system has affirmed no Australian is above the law. As a country, we must continue to do everything possible to stamp out child sexual abuse in all its forms, wherever it takes place.